Money FM 89.3, best of the afternoon update. The View on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to The View on Money FM 89.3. Now, do you have a hobby that you dream of one day turning into a business? Well, that's what Lawrence Chow, founder of Bespokes, did. He started the company as a side hustle from his hobby and has now become one of the exclusive distributors of Brompton bicycles here in Singapore. And a resurgence in cycling during the pandemic may have left Lawrence more optimistic than most, but it appears he is not alone. According to the latest findings from American Express, 80% of business leaders are optimistic, confident, or excited for the second half of 2022. On the flip side, though, consumers not so much. Consumer sentiments are more cautious, revealing headwinds may be on the way. Lawrence joins us now, though, to tell us what he is excited about. Lawrence, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you, ShopSmall, for having me.
Yes, Lawrence, good to have you with us. And you know, Lawrence, we've all heard anecdotal stories of friends, family members, colleagues taking up exercising or hobbies in some form or another, cycling on the back of the pandemic. Is this something that you experienced? I mean, has this translated to better takings at the till for you over the last 2 years?
Yeah, definitely. So what happened during this pandemic is that there was suddenly this cycling craze happening. So we have a lot of customers visiting us, wanting to own a Brompton bike.
Okay.
So, however, we do not have enough bikes, so they have to be put on the waiting list. And I receive a lot of calls suddenly from my, you know, primary school friends, secondary school friends, army friends. They know I'm selling bikes, so they like, you know, contacted me to see if I could get them a bike.
And you've been in business for 8 years, Lawrence. How would you describe the environment the last 2 years for you?
It was quite out of expectation.
Okay.
In the beginning, we thought, oh, that's it. We will not have any customers coming to us. Yeah, before the circuit breaker. However, before this circuit breaker, we have like, a lot of customers queues forming outside my shop.
Oh my gosh.
Trying to get a bike before this circuit breaker starts so that they can go out of your house, do some exercise, meet up with your friends, go for coffee or meal. Yeah, that's right.
But I'm sure there must have been some challenges as well navigating the environment. What were they for you and how did you get around them?
So the problem was we not only we have shortages of bikes, we also have shortages of mechanics and staff. Yeah, because we have too much customers and not only they buy bikes, they are keen to fix on nice bags to go with it, accessories, something to do with parts that, you know, give the bike performance. So we are under manpowered.
I see. So have you had to expand on the back of the demand that you've seen in the last 2 years?
I start to try to find more manpower, like part-timers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to even myself, I have to be there, you know, to look after the operation.
And there now.
Yes,
non-stop, non-stop for you. Okay, so Lawrence, according to the latest findings from American Express, linked to ShopSmall, as you mentioned earlier on, 80% of business leaders are optimistic, confident, or excited for the second half of the year. I'm assuming you're among the optimistic majority?
Yes, definitely. So now most of the customers are back to work and they are off their holidays, but most of them have not forgotten that they still need to, you know, keep themselves fit, be active. So they need to get on their bikes for their daily exercise routine.
Okay, we're speaking with Lawrence Chow, founder of Bespokes. And while you're optimistic, Lawrence, there are challenges for many other businesses. Inflation is also a concern as well. And I wanted to ask you, the findings from American Express also highlight that almost 3 in 4 businesses expect annual revenue to recover to or exceed pre-pandemic levels. Does this also ring true for you?
I would say that our revenue will return back to pre-pandemic levels.
Okay.
Yeah, because most of them has like returned to work. Yeah, the borders has opened up. So we expect things to go back to normal.
So what's been the biggest business shift for you over the last 2 years, Lawrence? You mentioned that you've had to tackle manpower issues, you've had to tackle supply issues.
Yes, that's right. So that has been set up. So now what we need to do is to engage our customers online, maybe via social media.
Okay, is that something that you're working on as well?
Yes, that's right. Because most of them are back to office, so we have to post something interesting on the social media to make them excited.
Okay. Yes,
so that's our plan now.
So is that, would you say that's the biggest opportunity for you that's been born out of the experience that you've had over the last 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, so what next for Bespoke then, Lawrence? What are you working on next?
So now we try to bring in like maybe more interesting folding bikes, more interesting products. So look forward to our headquarters. Maybe they can produce more interesting colors or new models.
So you've been in business for 8 years. What were you doing before you founded Bespokes?
I was actually in the sales line most of my my entire career. Yes.
Okay. So what was that turning point that made you say, hey, I'm going to stop? I'm going to start up and I'm going to make my hobby into my business.
Yeah, because I think this cycling business, there is a demand for it. Business was actually pretty good even before the pandemic. I wasn't selling bikes actually, I was selling parts. So I was doing quite okay. So suddenly the Brompton was starting to look for a dealer. So they have selected us. So I decided to just, just quit my job and do this like full time. Because during my working time, I was actually doing this as a part time.
Okay.
So after I knock off at 6, right, I would like go to my shop and work until the night. Yeah.
You were straddling two businesses at the same time to see if it was sustainable. Is that why? Before you decided to
that's right.
Throw all your eggs in one basket. So what would you say has been the biggest learning point for you in terms of starting up your own business? What would you say to others who are very passionate about their hobby and want to make it a business? What have you learned that you would share?
You need to believe in yourself. Hard work is very important.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Okay, thank you, Rachel.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Lawrence Chow, founder of Bespokes. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.